Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on the launching of the platform on SSAR. I would like to congratulate on the launching of the supporting platform. I'm encouraged by the statements heard so far. Similarly, we believe that the solution to the Afghan refugee problem is a long way to go and requires the common efforts and all parties. China and Afghanistan are neighbors with a tradition of friendship. China has long been committed to helping the country to achieve peace, stability, and development. In the 1970s, China assisted Afghanistan in the construction of the Part One Irrigation Project, the China Hospital in Kandahar, and other big projects. Since Afghanistan launched its peace and reconstruction process, China has scaled up its assistance and support to the country. A large number of social and livelihood projects, including the Hospital of the Republic and the low-cost housing projects, are either completed or are being built. In addition, we are actively partnering with Afghanistan under the Belt and Road Initiative, working hard to expand our cooperation in trade and investment, and are providing the urgently needed training in various fields so as to improve Afghanistan's own capacity to achieve economic and social progress. Chairman, the Afghan refugees are one of the largest refugee communities in today's world. Pakistan and Iran have hosted the largest number of them. China fully understands the tremendous political, economic, and social pressure the two countries have gone through and commends them for their huge financial and human resources inputs in the process. We are highly concerned about the refugees in Afghanistan. Through a variety of channels, we have tried to provide assistance to refugees both within and outside the country. China is ready to continue this assistance through its own channels and support UNHCR in playing a greater role in finding solutions for Afghan refugees. We stand ready to maintain consultation with UNHCR in this regard. At the same time, one needs to see that fundamental solutions for Afghan refugees require not only humanitarian assistance, but also, and more importantly, an early achievement of peace and stability, long-term and self-sustainable development in the country. The pressing task now is to make early progress on the peace and reconciliation process in the country. The international community should collectively support the Afghan-led and Afghan-owned process of reconciliation, which should be broadly based and inclusive so that the Afghan people themselves can genuinely decide on their own destiny. China supports any efforts aimed at achieving peace and stability in Afghanistan and stands ready to join the international community in making greater contribution to the early achievement of peace and development in the country. Thank you, Chairman.